You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC is closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, let's get straight into the numbers if we can, because on the JSC today, the banks were down very slightly, financials up 0.8%, and industrial shares were a third of a percent better, with retailers doing well again, up 1.1%. Maybe it's a pre-Easter thing going on with people buying eggs and stuff. Resources up 0.5%. Gold shares 2.1% higher. Good performance there. Platinum's up 1%. The all share itself, really, really good stuff. 653 points to the good, up 1.1%. Closing at 58,903, and the value traded 19.8 billion. Let's call it 59,000. Let's call it 20 billion. The all share was 50,000 at one stage earlier this year, Greg. That's a big move. We have moved probably close to 18% this year.
Yes, I suppose you've got to put that in light of the heavy sell-off which we experienced, certainly the last half of last year, and then certainly in December, which was back in it. The day was given, but back to the 40s, we hadn't had such a terrible day. December. It was pretty bad. So coming off a very, very low base. But, you know, 60,000 looks just around the corner here. A couple more days like this and we're there. And I think the all-time high is around 62. So for all those pulling out of air and gnashing of teeth there, we've actually got a little bull market going here.
It's gnashing. You don't pronounce the G. It's just gnashing, not gnashing. But anyway, that's up to you. Let's have a look. EOH. No, don't tell me this. I'm looking at EOH, most viewed shares on sharenet.co.za. EOH, 20 Rand per share, Greg. We have to start with
the Sharenet,
that. That's unbelievable.
The screen hasn't updated. So it actually closed at 20 Rand and 18 cents.
Oh, my gosh. But it was Sharenet, 9 Rand, so it's more than doubled in three trading days.
Three trading sessions. I've seen some things, and I've been in the market quite a while.
Yes, you have.
But I've never seen anything like this.
Me neither.
Friday morning, as we were watching it live trade at 9 Rand, we thought, are we seeing another Steinhoff? And then, you know, quite a poor set of numbers. But I think the way it was presented, I think Mr. Van Kolo, I was singing his praises, I think, Monday. He certainly knows how to win the market's confidence at a presentation. Look, we've done this wrong, but we've sorted it out and going forward, and we've got assets of this and X and Y, and these are one-offs, and everything's fixable.
Honesty is the best policy, which is what we've not had. We've had no transparency with Steinhoff. Well, maybe in the last few weeks they've done it, but in the early stages of Steinhoff, nobody knew what was going on, and that's the reason why it is here now. Stephen Van Kolo, yeah, well done to him.
Yeah, lovely, lovely if you could get him on the pod. I would love to listen.
I sent a message to a woman called Debbie at EOH this morning, not a word back. I think they're so swamped with stuff.
Today would be too much. The presentation was insane.
I'll get him
this morning. Yes. Maybe send him something on Twitter. He's got a Twitter handle.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for the tip. Maybe you could just say that strictlybusinesspodcast.com is a great site. Lindsay Williams is a superb interviewer, and let's have a chat about it. But I think we actually know what's gone on. He's just come in there and said, these are the bad things. Let's get rid of them. Pay and the pain goes away.
Yes, and I mean, confessing to things, you know, some of these government contracts, they've said, look, we're not going to spend a fortune on lawyers and back and forth. Let's just take each case on its merits. If we can get a settlement out of government that they've done the work properly and they get paid, then they're not going to burn calories on, you know, not a useful use of their time, really. Mm. And I think the market's liking that. I think probably a 55% move in one day is probably a little bit over the top.
So.
And you've probably got quite a few people short. I got a feeling tomorrow morning you'll probably see it maybe to 21, but then you'd think maybe it's run out of gas.
What do you think? A little bit of a short here, just ahead of the Easter weekend, a little bit of a punt, Greg. What do you think? I can feel you. You're itchy. I can sense it.
Stock which is up 55%. is calling me very loud to short. And I nearly did some in the closing auction, but I managed to keep my hand away from the mouse.
Aspen, 104.03, up 3%. Look at this thing now.
Yes, and I mean, there's been no real news. I mean, we were told that, you know, this deal is close and it's happening. And then the share actually fell back after that story was published. I think it was on Bloomberg. There wasn't a sense. It fell back into the low 90s, 92, 93. And now we're back at 104 on no real news, but I think the market's starting to feel that we've probably seen the lows here.
probably only positive news going forward from here. The only thing which scares me there is the size of the debt and the short-termness, if there's such a phrase, of that debt.
There is now.
But I've just made it. But yeah, let's see what they can do. So it's been a day of recovering, falling angels bouncing back.
Very good. Dollar rand, 14.08 now, Greg. British pound against the rand is 18.37, and the euro rand is 15.90, with the euro dollar 112.95. If we look at the commodities markets, the gold price, it's broken down. It's officially broken down. It's back in a secular bear market, according to Lee Adler from Liquidity Trader. Listen to that podcast on sharenet.co.za. 12.76 now, down $12 per ounce. Really, really big move. The platinum price is down 5 at 8.81, and the palladium price down about a dollar to 13.33, with the oil price $71.55. Overseas stock markets, Greg, over to you with the absolute live numbers for the Dow Jones, FTSE, S&P, etc., please.
Yeah, you got the Dow up 48 points at the moment. The FTSEs are having a decent day as well. That's up 31 points. S&P up 3 points at the moment. So you're all green across the screen from Europe and the US.
Okay, the green screen. We're going to look forward to clicks tomorrow. That's coming out. But otherwise, let's have a look at the big moves up and down today on the JSE, according to sharenet.co.za. It's always a very good page, this one, the top five and the bottom five.
I find it indispensable.
So, yeah. Wonderful thing. Northam's, Telkom, Assor, MTN, Anglo Gold, Greg. Big moves to the upside for all of those stocks.
Yeah, just Telkom is an interesting one. And I was pontificating yesterday. But, I mean, I got a couple of emails today from serious pundits saying the thing is too high and it's definitely a short, goes up another 3.5% today, 82.40. I mean, these are close to – I mean, it was part of Vodacom, and so at that point the share was 160 rand. But as Telkom stands on its own, this is probably close to the all-time high. And no one can really give you a reason. It is believed in the market that they are taking market share away from Vodacom by cutting their prices, but that's quite a risky strategy really to take on.
I think they unbundle it, Greg. I think the government sells whatever it's got left, and it unbundles and gets broken up into pieces. That is why this is going on at the moment. I think it's part of Mr. Ramaphosa's strategy to unlock some sort of value for the incumbent shareholder, if you see what I mean.
Yes, I mean obviously the government. You're saying the government, they're still the biggest shareholder.
Exactly.
But in some ways, you would say that could be an overhang, but yeah, I think the way you wording it is correct. The market will see through the shorter term in the availability of stock. You'll get more. You'll probably get the PIC and some big local institutions or overseas institutions taking a stake, and Telkom shares will then be in stronger hands going forward with real investors. I mean, the government's really only there as a legacy, really. Mm. So it could be the case. But yeah, plenty of guys short as well there and having a bit of nail biting.
That's a shame. Greg, I mean, if you're a cable thief and you took all the cable and you stole all of it from Telkom, which people habitually do, of course, it's probably about 12 rand a share there. I mean, they've got so much infrastructure.
I've heard a number of, if you could pull all the copper out the ground, it's obviously a massive if, but they're talking about 80 rand a share.
Really, Greg?
But I mean, obviously, we need that cable. Otherwise, you and I wouldn't be talking.
I don't know. I don't see any cables coming out of my phone at the moment. But anyway,
at some point there must be
on the anyway, telecommunications doing well. MTN, you've had a love affair with MTN when it comes to short-term trading. What do you think about it now?
Yeah, I'm like a moth to a flame. But there's definitely been a new buyer in town. He's aggressively pushed the share. Closed today 101.89. In fact, it went into an extended auction, so the market obviously closes at 5. But if the share price movement is going to be a certain percentage, in that case it would have been 5. Then they extend the auction for another. They did it for another 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. So 1.9 million shares trading in the closing auction at the high of the day, 101.89. Did 1.1 billion rands worth of shares today. I do see a director's dealing as well. Not massively significant, 20,000 shares, but I suppose it does signal to the market that the directors have got confidence. They did have a stake in an African cell phone business which was listed on the Nasdaq, which has been quite successful. Tajima, I think the name is,
yes.
And that's been quite a successful listing. I think that's that's maybe what's fueling this share price recovery. But
it's the African Amazon, that's what they're calling it. And yeah, and it's backed by MTN, which is a really good story. And I think people buying into the fact that there is a emerging middle class in Africa that wants to buy stuff.
Sure. And I mean, MTN, obviously a good partner to have there. 101.89, these are levels we haven't seen the Nigerian shakedown situation.
Mm. On the downside, Exxaro, Harmony, Motus, MediClinic, and Life Healthcare. Any stories there?
It's interesting. Those two hospital groups. I had a bit of an unhappy experience at MediClinic, but that's for another time.
You were in the Sunning Hill MediClinic, weren't you, about a week ago with so-called pneumonia?
Yeah, it wasn't. It felt like I was back in boarding school for a while. The food was very bleak.
Really great. Not a great experience. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're in a democracy. We can say what we like. Was it a bad experience?
Sure. It was a bad experience. I lived on muffins, and I just couldn't eat the food. It's very noisy, and people waking up at 4 a.m. and asking you if you want coffee. You know, that kind of thing. He said, can't you wake me at 6? And I said, no, they've got to go off duty at 5. Terrific.
Okay, Greg, tonight we have a very important thing. I'm very nervous about it because of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He used to wear the number 20. When he wore the number 20 and he was at the Camp Nou, the Barcelona home stadium, FC Barcelona, the best team in the world, the best team there's ever been, he scored against Bayern Munich in what was then the European Cup, what is now the UEFA Champions League. So there's all this. It was 20 years ago he did it. He used to wear the number 20.
Yeah.
And if I was a Manchester United fan, I'd probably think, yes, it might happen. But as a Barcelona supporter, I went to the Barcelona stadium for the first time in 1977 as a young lad, and I've supported them ever since. I just think that all the hype is rubbish and Barcelona are going to stroll it.
Yes, it's probably the case. I mean, it's wonderful for the United fans and all that to be there and all that. I think deep down in each of them, even the most bullish Man United supporter would say, look, we'd be happy if we can just lose by 2 goals and no one's too badly embarrassed by Lionel Messi.
Gosh, I'm still nervous. Okay, Greg, thank you very much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.